Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Greengrass. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Seminick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Raffensperger. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ken Raffensperger. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Serena. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Preston Ward. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Rush. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive towards the mound. Rush catches it and throws to first to double up Temple. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Mixes moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Serena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. Andy Seminick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seminick hits a fly ball into left field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Semenik settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mixis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Semenik scoops up the ball and tags Mixis for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 0-for-1 in the game. Greengrass hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mixis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-1 in the game. Serena hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan strikes out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0-for-1 in the game. Semenik strikes out. Two outs. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 0-for-1 in the game. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Temple reaches second base with a double. Raffensperger moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Klusowski hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Reds. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Greengrass hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Mixa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mixas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Baumholtz reaches second base with a double. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to third. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0-for-2 in the game. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. Baumholtz scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Serena moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2. And the Cubs won. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Semenik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semenik is 0 for 2 in the game. Semenik takes first base on ball 4. Ken Raffensperger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raffensperger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raffensperger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCullough fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Shrimka pinch runs for Clyde McCullough. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards first. Klusowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0 for 2 in the game. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raffensperger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Toby Atwell now catching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Serena is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serena is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Serena hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Adams. Fondi moves to second. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Preston Ward. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Fondi scores. Serena goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Toby Atwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. the Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now playing center field. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Greengrass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greengrass is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greengrass strikes out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.